Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much and welcome to the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board for this hour of money power. Wow. And a dandy it is. Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner, will be joining me in just a bit. But first, the phone lines are open, 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to chat about your money, your business, or your life, we'll talk about your life. I mean, I've got to psychoanalyze the boys' lives all the time. Chris and Curtis and all the other, yeah, you guys need a lot of psychoanalyzation. Anyway, but today we're really focusing on a lot of different things. Topping the agenda, taxes, of course, as the Senate takes up this whole tax situation, and we're trying to do some year-end planning. I might get a chance to talk about that. Why you should delay retirement for as long as possible. We'll talk with Lynn Rowe about that, and healthcare being an ever more important part of retirement planning. Back when I grew up in the business, we never talked about healthcare as part of retirement planning. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. It was all stocks, bonds, and cash, stocks, bonds, and cash. Every once in a while, if you dealt with a professional, you talked about disability insurance. And occasionally, if you met with a husband and a wife that's got like 14 kids, you talked about life insurance. But by and large, planning was all about asset allocation or asset location and rebalancing the portfolio and how my mutual fund is better than your mutual fund. That isn't planning. There's a whole bunch to planning that I'm going to talk about in a little bit. But healthcare, an important role, and why it really does pay to plan. Sit back, folks. Relax. That's where we start today. Now, I mentioned that Lynn Rowe will be joining me, so I thought that I would pick on her just a little tiny bit. Not really, because as I've spoken on this program before, I've sort of, don't tell my wife this, by the way, come out of my semi-retired mode to do some consulting. I spent many, many years doing business consulting. And I'm loving, to be honest with you, some of the stuff that I'm hearing out of the Republican Congress at this point. The Democrats won't vote for it. But the corporate tax cuts and so forth, I think it was seriously needed. No doubt about it. We can debate over the other stuff, but I think there should be bipartisan support for corporations having some tax advantages. We have a very, very, very high corporate tax rate, and there is disparity. And Ron Johnson, by the way, got this one right. There's a big disparity between the House plan and what the Senate is proposing for the small subchapter S corps, partnerships, and sole proprietors than for the major corporations. There's a 10 percentage point a difference or so in their maximum tax rate. in either event, we'll see how that all ferrets out. But that's not really where I'm going with this. Where I'm going is I decided that I'd take on, you know, a client or two, maybe one or two a month in the business world. Now, maybe I'd get more if my wife would let me. But I've done a couple. One was a fine gentleman that actually I've known for a while through my show and so forth. And over the years, having traveled up to the Seattle area, it is in Seattle. And I go up there on a monthly basis, at least once a month, maybe twice. And he took half of my advice, which was good. The other half he probably should have taken, but we didn't really have time to implement it. I mean, in fairness, we didn't have time. So it's not that he didn't take it. It's that if I'd have had more time, if he would have had more time, he could have definitely saved a bunch of money. But both of these examples center around planning and how planning can make a dramatic difference in your financial future. Now, today, I'll just focus on the tax side of this because planning entails so much more than just tax planning and retirement planning. So the two are very, very similar because one of my areas of expertise for many, many years, as many of you know, has been in the retirement area. When it comes to corporate planning, retirement plans are a major area of expertise that is lacking, I think, in the financial community to a large extent. So we'll call the first person Prospect A. I don't want to out him because there's a lot of people that listen to us up in Bellevue, Washington, and other places. And so Prospect A had a nice 401k plan, runs a very successful business, but he's paying taxes through the nose. Now, he's had some difficult years. You know, he's related to the construction industry. We all know what happened back then. But he's recovered very, very nicely. And in fact, his tax bill for the last few years, and he happens to be one of those subchapter S corporations, has averaged $250,000 to $300,000 per year. Ugh, that's a lot of tax, especially when you can think back 4 or 5 years ago and this fellow's losing money because of the faltering construction business. Well, now, you know, that whole marketplace is booming. So in either event, he's gone, geez, is there any way to recapture some of this money? Or if nothing else, how can I put more money away pre-tax and make up for the lost ground? Because there was a while there where we couldn't even fund the 401k plan. So, and it's a small business. He's got like 20 employees. And I think he'd been told that the 401k for he and his spouse maxes them out. They're over 50. So like, you know, 18,000 plus 65, 24,500 next year. Whatever the case is, somewhere around 24,000 each, which is still nice. It's like 50 grand they get to put away. But when you got a big, huge tax bill like that, and he had just sold his building, and he's got a boatload of cash in the bank. Did an exchange for him part of it, and the rest is cash in the bank. So cash flow is not a problem for him. Oh, this is a classic case where the individual can sit down with a competent pension professional. I happen to know one in that particular area in Tacoma, one of the finest I've ever met in the country. And so I put the two together and talked about doing what is called a cash balance plan. Now, not to get too technical here, but a cash balance plan is a form of a defined benefit plan. And it's where you can literally skew the benefits toward the higher compensated, older, longer-term employees and still have some sense of legal parity, if you will, in benefits for those that are younger and not as old and not as highly compensated. So in that particular example, He went from a $50,000 approximate contribution to the 401k. He still gets to do that. Add to it another $350,000 to $400,000 into his cash balance plan, of which about 90%, 85 to 90% of that money went to he and his wife, who are older, who are more highly compensated. And he loves his employees, giving them a little bit of a bump. Great. In fact, when next year rolls around, maybe he doesn't have to do that big of a raise, if you will, because he's already given them 10% more money in the form of a retirement contribution. Now, where did he come up with the money? Well, easy. They were able to reduce their salaries because they've had earnings history to be able to get this substantial contribution into a retirement account. And since their bank account's loaded with cash, they're not worried about paying their monthly bills. They got plenty of money. So, bottom line scenario, planning pays. They get to put $400,000 away instead of $50,000, still live a comfortable lifestyle. And how much in taxes do they save on that extra $350,000? Do the math. Just multiply times 0.4, all right, at a minimum. That's how much more money they have in the bank this year. Loser, Internal Revenue Service. Winner, Prospect A. When we come back, I'm going to talk with Lynn Rowe about one of her clients. We'll call that one Prospect B. Planning pays. Stick around, folks. That's what we talk about right here on The Ray Lucia Show. Don't go away.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's godless country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618.
888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm digging it. The Dancing Queen in the house. Welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Program, helping YOU to make better money moves. Today, I'm talking about how planning can actually pay off and some pretty serious dividends. Joining me, Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. How y'all doing?
Swell. How are you doing?
You know, if I were any better, I'd be twins, Miss Lynn.
You survived the tryptophan.
Yes, exactly. You and I have a lunch meeting today.
Indeed.
And we did a little bit of planning. You were brave enough to bring me in to help construct a little tax plan for one of your clients. And I found that to be quite fun.
It was a lot of fun. Plus, these people are going to reap incredible rewards from the work that we've done together, but you've primarily done.
What's interesting is this fellow is a physician. He doesn't have any employees, I recall.
Nope.
And he does consulting and legal work and all that stuff. Which, you know, whether you have a lot of employees, like the person I mentioned before the break has like 20 employees, and usually when accountants look at that, they go, oh, a defined benefit plan, that's not going to work. But when you evaluate the census data, how old they are and how much their pay is historically and so forth, compared to the rest of the employees with a safe harbor 401k, it really still paid off to look into the cash balance program. And it takes an actuary, and it's a lot of, as you have learned, a lot of sophistication and time went into this with, you know, tax ID numbers and all that, and you're emailing me saying, what, can't use this number.
You've been edumacating me.
It's been quite a process. But in this particular example, these are folks that make a lot of money, okay? This fellow makes $400,000 or $500,000 a year in business. But he's also paying, he's in California. You got to figure with the phase outs and all that stuff. He's 40-45% marginal federal tax bracket, right?
Clock is cleaned.
And come next year, it's even going to be better because we're going to form a corporation. And by putting a retirement plan through the corporation, you can save the FICA Medicare. I'll come back to that. Yeah. But this particular case, let's say they make $450,000 a year on top of the pension that he has from government work in the past and all that. And he's got a boatload of cash in the bank. Same thing. Plenty of money. We're not worried about them paying their bills, which they don't have very many of to begin with.
They've done a great job.
Planning pays, doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
So what we were able to do, utilizing this defined benefit concept, is actually look at the 3 years of historical earnings. And in this case, the spouse wasn't working. And Ernest, he was working, but not taking a salary. But we're able to gobble up all of his income for this year and the subsequent next at least two more years. Because you got to do this for 3 years. Otherwise, the IRS looks at it as like a tax shelter, which it is, but you can't do this. This is a retirement plan, okay? Get that. And if you do a retirement plan consistently for several years, then the IRS says, oh, yeah, I guess it is a retirement plan. If you did it one time, they go, whoa, wait a minute.
That's a tax shelter, right?
Exactly.
So in this particular case, instead of taking sole proprietor income of $450,000 and phasing everything out, including he's got higher Medicare premiums and this and that, all of these different phase outs, you don't realize when you're making $400,000-$600,000 a year, your Medicare premiums are like $400 each a month. That's $10,000 a year instead of maybe $3,000 a year.
Yeah.
It's a big number. And all of the different phase outs that you hit on your tax return. Now, whether or not that changes on the little, you know, Paul Ryan card, I don't know. But I do know this. This year, this fellow and his wife will pay zero federal tax on the $450,000 of net business income because we're sheltering 100% of it in a defined benefit plan legally.
And you know, Ray, one of the things I have enjoyed about this process is the fact that we work hand in hand with his CPA, who was fully on board with everything that we recommended. He said it was brilliant. He thought it was the best thing that his client should do. So we had a team together, and we had, of course, your friend, who is the pension attorney, who between the four of us, we're putting together a plan for these people that they couldn't have achieved by themselves.
There was one other piece to that you're missing, and that is the CPA had actually recommended this particular client
previously.
This, but because of the complexity in this particular client's experience,
he was
skittish. So you applied, what do you have, about a size 3.5 shoe?
I said, you really need to do this. Now, come on, let's sit down and talk.
And that's where the planner is critical, because we can have all the brains in the world if people aren't motivated somehow to do this.
Well, when you get confirmation from more than one professional who says, this is the right thing for you, this is how you're going to benefit from it, then you start to sit up and take notice and say, okay, you know, somebody warned me, now the boat came in, now the helicopter's come in, I guess I better get out of the house, it's flooding. And that's where people need to pay attention to the confirmation and do the planning and bring in the other professionals and sit down and do that together.
Now, our lunch meeting today, there's a couple things more that I have to cover with them. One is they need to get a corporation set up January 1.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're running out of time. That's got to get done. It's not that hard for attorneys that do that stuff to get done in a week or two. But it is a definite must, because if we continue on this theme of basically contributing 100% of their earnings, there's another $20,000+ of savings next year just in FICA and Medicare. And don't give me this, well, yeah, but you're going to short his Social Security. By what? $15 a month? $2 a month?
Yeah.
No, this
guy. He's paid his dues.
He has paid into the system for 35 years. He's like 68 years old.
Yeah.
He's been around the block a little bit longer than me.
It's not his first rodeo. No.
So this is why planning pays. So you are a certified financial planner.
Correct.
The business side of this isn't necessarily new to you, but the corporate pension planning side
is
a little bit.
That is where your hat of expertise really has come into play enormously.
Yeah, that's kind of why I dusted off my clipboard and I'm back out doing my thing a little bit, not a lot.
Yeah.
I have to get permission.
We need you.
I have to get permission.
I understand.
To take on more than just,
I
think I can do one client a week.
Yeah.
This way. I think I could get away with one.
And you were talking earlier about a client up in Washington who also happens to be one of my
Folks. That's one of your clients, too.
Yeah,
That's crazy.
We helped him with long-term care. He and his wife get coverage and helped employees get some things. So that's right.
And I'm going to be talking to him more about
that
very, very subject. I had forgotten that you were probably the impetus for him picking up the phone to call me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Lynn Rowe, when we come back, I do want to talk about single women. Hold it down, boys. Yeah, single women are so worried about retirement. Why is that? Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner, has the answer to that question. And also, why healthcare is becoming one of those, in fact, even more important aspects of retirement. Something that 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago, when I first started doing all this stuff, we never even talked about it. Today, it's at the top of the list, having a secure retirement, health care. That's all coming up on The Ray Lucia Show.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Single women are less likely to consider themselves knowledgeable than other demographic groups when it comes to saving for retirement, creating a financial plan, and investing. You take offense to that, Lynn Rowe? You think it's true?
I think so.
I do too. Fidelity finds that this perception may be holding some women back from taking the necessary steps to secure their desired financial future, despite the fact that they like having sole control of their finances. As I've read through this, what I'm finding is not very many of them are seeking professional help.
Part of it is a trust thing.
Well, explain.
Okay. If they have been trying to do everything themselves all their lives as adults, which they have, without a whole lot of input about certain areas of their life, they're feeling inadequate. They're feeling like, you know, this isn't something that I might, you know, my eyes cross when I start hearing about it or talking about it. So I just soon just set the money aside in my 401k and forget about it and pray that I make it.
According to this study, single women are the least likely demographic to have a comprehensive financial plan in place to help them set savings goals and navigate paying down debt. It would seem to me that that's pretty basic.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Ray, it gets back to the same old thing. When you have two people, a couple, you can delegate some responsibilities. And I see this over and over and over again with couples. You know, she handles the finances, or he handles the finances, or he handles the house stuff, and, you know, I handle the budget, or whatever it is, but they delegate to their strengths. When you've got one person, there's nobody to delegate it to, and there's not much room on the plate.
Now, this I think you'll find very interesting, at least I did. Divorced women feel more financially free and in control. And after losing a spouse, widows actually feel better about their finances. A lot of that because they have taken, finally perhaps, taken control. Respond to that.
Okay. Well, yes and maybe no. And maybe both. Sorry, I sound like an attorney now. A lot of times, if they did the proper planning, he had life insurance, right? And they got an injection of capital into the retirement plan that helped kind of flesh it out so that that individual person, husband or wife, feels like, okay, you know, I've got more wherewithal here than I could have put together by myself. I think I can make it.
So talk about this. You know, the next area that I wanted to get into is this whole area of healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about single women, which you happen to be one of.
Indeed.
And have been for as long as I've known you.
Yes.
I won't tell the story.
Thank you, God.
I won't tell you the story you told me once about why, but that's a whole different animal.
Yeah.
But talk about that in terms of planning, healthcare planning,
mm-hmm.
long-term care planning, retirement planning, etc.
It is so critically important for single women to do this. You and I are going to need help more than that single guy is, because we have just enormously higher probability of needing that kind of care. Enormously higher. Guys, it's like 43%. Women, it's 73%. So the chances of us needing some form of long-term care in our lifetimes is humongous. Not only that, but we have along the way, typically, the kinds of illnesses that come back, or illnesses that are typical to our gender that guys don't have to deal with, that plague us in the later years. I mean, there's just so many reasons for you to pay attention to that part of it. I know your eyes cross. I know it puts you to sleep. But let's take the time and do it, and then you can put it behind you till next year and know that you've got something in place.
Many of those single females will end up being caregivers themselves.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. You may not have signed up for this job, but you are the designated caregiver. I have a single brother. Guess what?
You're the care. You've cared for. You've paid for. I don't know about care, but you certainly paid for one of your brothers once upon a time. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he passed.
Yeah.
And now you're caring for another.
Right. Actually, my brother who passed, he and his wife did a great job. When I was planning with them one day and I suggested that they needed to look at long-term care, he turned to her and he said, I think we need to do this. And she told me later it was the best thing they ever did because he ended up having ALS. And for 2.5 years, they had two gentlemen coming in taking care of him. And she said it was wonderful.
You know, I was reading an article this morning from a financial professional who basically said, my job really isn't so much stocks, bonds, et cetera, and asset allocation. My job is risk management. And I got thinking about a conversation I had sitting around the swimming pool over the Thanksgiving holidays in Maui.
Hmm. And I had to get that in.
Well, my daughter took me.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to babysit. It was really cool.
Yeah.
I'm sitting next to this really nice guy. And he had two beautiful teenage daughters who happened to be ballerinas. And we were talking
Aww.
About the dance thing and all that. And I asked him, you know, if his wife was with him. And this guy's like 45 years old, right?
Yeah.
Handsome dude, nice kids. He said he was there after having spent some 43 days in the hospital as his wife died of breast cancer.
Oh, dear God.
And I'm going, oh. And I've now
walked into that.
Have exactly
yeah.
that conversation. And he was actually doing phenomenally well. She actually died, I think, in April.
Okay.
And they had bought the tickets to go to Maui
and
in
February. And he said, we're going to do this for my daughters.
Well, they were all going to go.
Yeah.
And the day before the plane, they noticed these spots, and she got really sick, and it was downhill from there. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I didn't ask about their planning.
Right.
But planning is so critically important because you
yes.
never know whether you're single or you're married or whatever.
Yes.
You never know when these risks can affect you and your family.
And we've said this before, Ray, you either do risk management or you do crisis management. Take your pick. One is much less painful than the other.
Well, one you do in advance.
And the other one, hopefully, you have alleviated or laid.
Or if you haven't, it's an after-the-fact thing, and then it really is a crisis.
Yeah.
Lynn Rowe, this is something that I want to encourage people to do. Plan. It's as simple as that. She's not going to twist your arm to buy mutual funds or anything like that. She doesn't do that. But she does engage in risk management planning. And I think it's so critically important. And the article that I read this morning with this pretty highfalutin financial dude is talking about what his real job is not about asset allocation and rebalancing and all the sexy stuff that we talk about all the time, dividend paying stocks
mm-hmm.
and stuff that I'll talk about probably next hour. But for this hour, what he was saying in that article rings so true. And that is the financial advisor's job.
Yep.
Is really to start with the basics of risk management. And sometimes you never get beyond that because of budgetary constraints or whatever. But if you just focused on that, and now I'm not only speaking to the advisors out there, most of whom don't want to talk about this stuff. I know I didn't,
mm-hmm.
but I fortunately had people that surrounded me that did talk about this stuff because it is kind of, you know, you don't want to talk to people about death and disability and long-term health care and wheelchairs and all that stuff.
Maybe it's a bad analogy, but Christmas is coming up. It's like, you know, there's some presents under the tree that you know you don't really want to open that's got the underwear and the socks in them, right?
But hey, don't knock the underwear, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You know, I keep hearing these
and
ads about...
And then you got the boxes under the tree that have got the toys in them, and you want to get to the toys first. Sorry, you know.
I always went for the underwear.
Yeah, okay.
And the shaving balm, whatever they call it, Aqua Velva,
Ooh,
or Old Spice.
Now you're dating yourself.
Burma Shave.
Yeah.
I read the signs driving to Vegas about Burma Shave.
They're still
Lynn
out
Rowe,
there.
I want my LTC.net. The LTC, of course, stands for long-term care. That is one of many areas of her specialization. 877-270-3127. But when we talk about health care, we're still in the Medicare enrollment period for Medicare Advantage plans and Medicare supplemental insurance policies and all that stuff. You can get a hold of Lynn at 877-270 to negotiate your way through that stuff. Very, very complicated.
270-3127.
Did I say that?
No.
877-270-3127.
There you go.
And I said, I want my LTC.net.
Yeah.
Not .gov and certainly not .com.
Yeah.
I want my LTC.
Like safety
dot
net.
Net.
Safety.
Safety net.
Yeah.
You're the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ray.
I will see you at lunch today.
Look forward to it.
Who's buying? Am I buying this time?
I think I'm treating.
You're treating?
Yeah.
I get the order big. A shrimp Louie. That's what I'll get.
There you go.
Okay, because I'm dieting now. Thanksgiving's over. My life is now over. I've got to watch what I eat. We'll be back right after the break. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
We were talking about procrastination earlier, and one of the things you really should delay as long as possible is retirement. I know that so many of us look to retirement as early as possible because we want to enjoy the time that we have left on this planet. But because of longevity and life expectancies extending, and they've extended quite a bit over the last two or three decades, working a few extra years makes a lot of sense. Now, according to LIMRA, about two-thirds of workers retire before the age of 65, which means they're going to be taking their Social Security benefits, and most of them will take them as early as they can, age 62. Millennials, 67%. Of millennials say they want to leave the workforce by the same age, like in their early to mid 60s. None of this jibes, by the way, with the stats. According to the 2016 numbers, households that have an IRA or a 401k have an average balance of $135,000. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. The 4% rule. What's 4% of 135,000 bucks? Like $6,000, $5,000? Add that to your Social Security, and that's what you've got to live on for the rest of your life. And if you have a spouse, you get two Social Securities, but one of them, one of the benefits goes away upon the death. It's scary stuff. A healthy 65-year-old female. We were talking about single women a few moments ago. A healthy 65-year-old female has about a 50-50 shot of making it to age 90. Now, what does that mean? That means half of you single women will die sometime after the age of 90. That means retirement for you, if you retire at 60 or 62... it could be a 30 to 40 year proposition. So I go back to where I started this hour out. Planning is critical, and it's especially critical if you are a single female. It's important for everybody, but single females, which only 28% of them have even participated in doing any kind of comprehensive planning. That means 72%, three-quarters of you, need to get a hold of someone like a Lynn Rowe certified financial planner and do it. Hit it, boys. Time for the emails.
Oh, yes, wait a minute.
All right, our first emailer is a short and sweet one. That's because the rest of them are really long. George asks, can I transfer stocks from a brokerage account to a Roth IRA that makes the equivalent of the $6,500. I've already responded to this email. It actually was longer. George, a fine gentleman, asked a lot of questions, but this one I get quite a bit. When you contribute money to an IRA or any kind of a retirement plan for that matter, you must contribute cash. You cannot contribute securities. Now, could George sell the securities? Yes. Take the cash and contribute it to a Roth? Yes. Presumably he qualifies to do a Roth. I won't get into that right now, but based on what he told me in the email, the lengthier version, yes, he can do that, but he's got to sell. So that brings me to another point. It's year end. You want to sell securities? We need to be looking at what the capital gain impact may be on that sale. Let's face it. Anybody that's owned stock over the last 5, 6, 7 years has made nothing but money. I mean, if it's some of the big names, for sure. I suspect there are a few losers out there, but probably not that many. If you have anything that's lost money, sell it now. That'll create a loss in the loss column. That can be good a couple of different ways. One way is you can now sell something at a gain and offset the gain with those losses, therefore not having to pay any tax so that you can then fund the Roth IRA. Now, even if you don't want to sell something at a gain, remember you can take $3,000. Everybody ought to do this every year, even if you don't want to do offsets and all that. If you've got something that's a loser, sell it. You get to take $3,000 against your ordinary income. Somebody in California, where I sit today, in a combined federal and state bracket of 40%, saves $1,200 by doing that. And remember, if you sell something at a loss, not only do you get to take $3,000 this year, you get to carry it forward until the day that you die. That's a huge, huge benefit. A huge benefit. So, can you contribute anything other than cash? No. Can you sell stock? Remember the rules on capital gains. If you're in the 15% bracket, there's zero taxation on that. I'm going to wait and see how the new tax plan, you know, addresses capital gains. Haven't read much about that. Maybe they're going to leave it exactly the way it is. I don't know. But if that gain hits your tax bracket, whilst you would have been in the 15% ordinary bracket, your capital gains rate is zero. Everybody ought to sell gains in the 0% tax bracket because you get to reset your basis. When you start taking required minimum distributions that you're forced into at 70.5, and you've got Social Security, of which somewhere between 50 and 85% of it may be subject to tax, you may not have the advantage, or they may not give us that advantage anymore. So I really don't have time to get into the longer email since I'm running out of time. But the takeaway here is complex. One, you must use cash to fund a retirement account. Whether it's a Roth, an IRA, a qualified plan, whatever, you cannot fund it with securities. In particular, gain securities. That would make no sense. But you can use losses to offset those gains. And you can also get $3,000. And now's the time to do it. Put $1,200 more in your pocket by selling losses now. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Tell your friends and neighbors about the Ray Lucia Show. Now go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.
Your You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.